It's Friday, time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Before he died in 2009, the writer Amos Alon chronicled Israel's history with great concern for its future. Here he is in 1970.
Nothing has really turned out like the founding fathers of Israel had wished it to be. What was planned as a safe haven in the end turned out to be a country engaged in almost perpetual war.
Alon's only child, Danai, grew up to be a filmmaker. Her new documentary, P.S. Jerusalem, is a first-person account of moving back to Jerusalem, the city of her childhood, now as a wife and mother after 20 years away. The journey started in 2010.
Filming in the city was an addiction. It brought me closer to who I thought I really was.
Danai wants her three sons to feel a connection to her hometown. But after a couple of years, the experience grows more difficult for her husband, Philippe, a French-Algerian Jew who is pained over the city's racial tensions.
Sorry, but being part of this place as a Jew, I feel like I'm part of their building, you know. It's like being part of the stones that they put into the new settlements. We are helping this country. We are helping something, a devil. We are helping a devil that's eating us from the inside.
The film's personal perspective helps navigate a complex terrain. P.S. Jerusalem opens this weekend at Lincoln Plaza Cinema. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.